What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
3 minutes past 8 o'clock here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. We're riding with you till 10 o'clock here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You can tweet at me. It is at @NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to coming up in about 12 minutes or so. Our pal Charles Davis of the NFL Network going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on what he's thinking. What are the top storylines for him as we get geared up for NFL training camp next week? We're going to be providing a wall-to-wall training camp coverage each and every day in some form or fashion. JP and B. Mitch will be out there daily. I'll be out there daily. So make sure you keep it locked here on The Fan to get the latest on Washington Commanders training camp. Right now, we're going to continue to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. When you think about what happened late last night here on Overtime, Von Miller announcing that he is signing with the Washington Commanders, and it honestly was a move that initially I'm super excited about. Anytime you get a chance to bring in a guy of Von Miller's caliber, it's not something to turn your nose up at. But realistically speaking, right, I think Von Miller's impact on the field and off the field is just as important. I talked about it earlier in the show. Josh Connerly Jr., a rookie, getting baptized by fire going up against Von Miller each and every day at practice during training camp. You have to relish that opportunity. If you're a young up-and-coming pass rusher like Dorrance Armstrong or Javonte Jean-Baptiste or Frankie Louvu trying to learn the tricks of the trade when it comes to rushing the passer, who better to learn from than a guy that's going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer in Von Miller? And the reason I have confidence it will work, first and foremost, right, it's a one-year deal. This is a low-risk, high-reward deal for the Washington Commanders, and I think they have specialized in that over the past two seasons of them being here in town. When you think about the Eckler deal last year, the Wagner deal, the Ertz deal, all moves that I raised my eyebrows up at the time because they're older, they're long in the tooth, but Dan Quinn showed it. Credit to him, credit to the training staff. Their plan that they had for the older guys on this team in terms of when they're getting off days, how they're, you know, treating them in the trainer room and things of that nature, it led to Zach Ertz playing in, I believe, all 17 games. Bobby Wagner played in all 17 as well. Eckler missed some time because of a concussion. But like I said earlier, there's nothing really that you can do to prepare, for a guy getting a concussion. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what ultimately happens here with this. I feel like at some point you're going to have to trust, though, that this move is going to work. I think it will work. Do I think he's going to come out and get 12 sacks? Probably not. But I could definitely see a scenario where Von Miller helps close out football games next year for the Commanders. And I gave you the numbers from our guy John Kime a moment ago. I'll reiterate it here again. The Commanders last year, despite being 11th in the NFL in sacks, 30th in the NFL with fourth quarter sacks with just five. So when it's winning time, when it's time to close out games, and you have, you know, opposing offenses in those obvious passing situations, a guy like Von Miller definitely helps your case. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. So with Von Miller being added to the fold here, you obviously are feeling geeked up about the pass rush, about the front four. What do you have more confidence in, though, going into training camp starting next week? Is it this Commanders pass rush, or is it this reworked secondary who, honestly, is playing the what-if game? What if Marshon Lattimore is healthy? What if Trey Amos acclimates to the National Football League well? Then will that group be good? You see where I'm getting at here with this? I think the secondary is a bigger question mark at this point in time than this front four and this pass rush. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Dez in Waldorf. Wants to chime in. Dez calling all the way from Afghanistan. What's up,
Dez? Hey, man. Look, I ain't even really from Waldorf, man. That's just, you know, where I was really calling from, man. You already know how it is coming all the way out there. But look, to be honest, I really got faith in the whole entire defense. But if you want to kind of say which one I do got faith more, is the secondary. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's not always about the big names. I heard everything that you said about Jeremy Chin, you know what I'm saying, and I'm feeling that. But at the same time, Will Harris is younger, he's faster, and he's a thumper. And in my opinion, Jeremy Chin missed a lot of tackles last year. In the beginning of the year he did,
because I was on his ass too.
I feel like that happens because he's not necessarily a thump. It's a difference between being a thumper and you hit hard because you got size. He hits hard because he has size, but if you're not a true hitter, then you're going to be messing up. So I feel like now, just like how Pittsburgh and Baltimore and San Fran, they don't always have every single, you know what I'm saying, position on defense with superstar names. They may have one or two here and there. But the defense is complete, and I feel like that's what we did. We know our strengths right here now are at cornerback and linebacker. So the best way to support them is to have some big guys up front that can make sure they don't have to deal with the run game as much, and some quick guys like Quan Martin, Jeremy Reed, you know what I'm saying, and Will Harris, who also can play cleanup just in case the one or two times that they slip up, they did, you know what I'm saying, clean it up for them. And now that the defense is complete, all those guys that, just like I said, on Pittsburgh and Ravens, who really don't have a big name, but they kind of sort of have a name because they've been playing on a complete defense for so long. Their stats have, you know what I'm saying, stayed consistent. And whereas though, like the guys that we have, the guys that we picked up, they weren't on good defenses all the time. You know what I'm saying?
As far as I'll say this about Will Harris, Dez. I think he's got the right temperament to play on this defense. Like, as you said, he's a headhunter. But it's a difference between wanting to do it and having the mentality to do it and doing it consistently. And I think one thing about Jeremy Chin last year, he was one of the more consistent guys on this defense. When you think about how many snaps he played, how many tackles he registered. I know it wasn't perfect at the beginning. Go back to the Falcons game when he dislodges that ball from, you know, Kadarius Hodge in the middle of the field. So, you know, it's like, you probably heard it from your seat. You probably heard it from your seat, the type of collision he forced. So, my only the thing where I think Will Harris is better at, Dez, and I think you bring up a good point, so did the last caller, he's better in coverage. Because that Titans game, if Will Levis would have been worth a damn at quarterback, Chigakonkwo gave Jeremy Chin the blues. So I give you that. I think we're better as a passing defense because of Will Harris. The run defense I'm still suspect of.
I appreciate you as always, Dez.
I got to let you go, brother. We got a couple more to get to. 1-800-636-1067. I want to read a couple tweets here as well as we got some time. Our guy Scott Creek tweets at me and says, more confidence in the secondary being it's the second year of DQ's defensive scheme. Think about all the turnovers that the Cowboys used to get. That's the other thing that's very interesting to me, too. We keep talking about, you know, the continuity of this Commander's offensive coaching staff. But you think of the defensive coaching staff, too. This secondary last year dropped, I think Joe Witt said it at the beginning of the offseason, something like 16 interceptions. a number that's absolutely crazy to where if you catch half of those, you're talking about this defense and this football team, for that matter, in a completely different light. So this secondary having another year together, and really it's still hasn't been a full year with Marshawn Lattimore, but some of the other pieces that have been here, talking about Noah Igbinoghene and Mikey Sanders still and Quan Martin, the guy that's, you know, going to wear the green dot probably if it's not Bobby Wagner. I think the continuity of the secondary is actually going to be interesting, man. I think the coaching staff and the messaging will be the same. Some new faces, though, may make communication a little bit interesting in that back end. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Our guy, Athan in Annapolis, tweets at me and says, our starting cornerbacks last year were Forbes and BSJ. The secondary, 1,000% better. D-line, not much different until yesterday. Kinlaw sucks until proven otherwise. Ouch. Javon Kinlaw is an interesting name, man, and a guy that I'm wondering whether or not I need I'm very, very interested to how this happens. I really feel like we've talked a lot about the pass rush because of Vaughn. I have questions about the secondary. I do, man. And when you're switching your back-end safety, Will Harris and Marshawn Lattimore, who actually played together in New Orleans, got to be on the same page, right? Will Harris and Trey Amos got to be on the same page. So I'm worried about the communication aspect of it. I will say this. I do expect them to force more turnovers. That has to be a staple of this defense. I know it's something that they did well in Dallas. Last year you didn't see it. Hopefully you do this year because of better execution. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What do you have more confidence in as we're getting geared up for training camp? We're about a week away from that. Is it this Commander's pass rush or is it the secondary? Joe is in Ashburn wanting to chime in. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. You know, I'm changing a little bit back to Terry here, if that's okay. I think the Commanders are sending a bad message, quite honestly. And
well,
I know.
Can I cut you off for a second, Joe?
Absolutely.
I would like you to stay on topic before you get to Terry, brother. But go ahead.
I have a little bit of tunnel vision here. I think the secondary. I'm kind of glad that St. Juice isn't around anymore. Quite honestly, they added Lattimore. I don't know that he's a great addition. I mean, he's still yet to be proven. I know he came in a little beat up, so he's going to really have to prove himself. Beyond that, you know, I just hope that RG3 stays healthy. And, you know, when you take calls on Terry, I'd love to call back.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you as always, brother. Yeah, like, it's interesting. I think this Terry McLaurin thing has been – and I appreciate your call as always, man. This Terry McLaurin thing has been honestly one of the more polarizing things in recent memory. I don't remember the last time a fan base has rallied behind a particular player when it comes to a contract negotiation. Think about Daron Payne a couple of years back under Ron Rivera when he was up for a new deal. We didn't see this outpouring of support for Daron as we're seeing right now for Terry, and I think it says a lot about the consistency of McLaurin and also, you know, what he's meant to this community. And I think the fan base has an appreciation for him, man. Doesn't complain, consistently produces. And last year, when we finally got him a quarterback, he showed you what type of guy he is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time in the show, is where we'll find our pal Charles Davis of the NFL Network. He joins us next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The party continues right here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show, where we find a good friend of the program, our pal Charles Davis of the NFL on CBS. You can also check him out during the NFL Draft on the NFL Network, doing some college work as well. Charles, I appreciate you making some time for us, my brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing? How's your summer?
I've been good, man. I've been trying to keep up with you, man. It's been a busy summer for everybody. I know. I damn sure appreciate you making some time for me, man. You're always one of my favorite guests to have on.
Of course,
Charles, so
of course, I appreciate that. That's awfully kind. Before we start, I have a quick question for you.
Yes,
since it is summertime, and America's pastime just had its All-Star game again.
Uh-huh.
May I just share? Can you just be my therapist for just a moment now?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I grew up such a huge baseball guy. Loved baseball. All-Star game, could not wait for it, the whole deal. Back in my day, when you made the All-Star team, you played the game. You didn't come out. Like, National League, American League was a real thing. When you watched the highlights from Pete Rose scoring against Ray Fosse and knocking him over in, like, the 14th mm-hmm. inning of an All-Star game, those were starters. Okay, those guys played. Now, I'm not saying that I think baseball should go back to that, and that's what it should be, because it's cool that everybody makes All-Star game, gets to play, and the whole mm-hmm. thing. All I'm saying is they tried me hard, man. All right, all these gimmicks and, okay, let's have a batting practice pitcher, and you get three swings, and then we game, and let's make the bases bigger than pizza boxes, and let's put a guy on second and
yeah. It's all about scoring, CD.
I just need to get it off my chest. I'm sorry.
So I'm gonna lean into
and
your
I'm okay
into your
with it. I'm okay.
Here.
It's an All-Star game. I'm okay. It's an All-Star game, but
well, if you feel that way about Major League Baseball's All-Star game and where that's gone to, I'm sure what the NFL does during what they call Pro Bowl weekend is probably
I don't watch it. There's not a chance. There's not a chance.
Why would you waste your time?
You're not gonna get. There's not a chance of getting me to watch that for a second. What's the old expression? You have to pay me to do that. Now, if you had me working and I was getting a check, that's a whole other ballgame. Right, I'm a mercenary.
If it's a bag in front of it, I get you. I feel you.
Right,
feel
but you. But are you kidding me? You know, hockey, of course. You know, I understand. Just can't really check, and so, you know, those poor goalies are seeing nothing but frozen rubber. It's 2018, right. And you know, I mean, the Four Nations last year was pretty cool. I like that.
It got my attention, CD.
Yeah, basketball. You can't, you know, and I hate basketball when it's not East versus West or whatever. Yeah. I hate the old, you know, you get to draft a team. I'm sorry. Have I told everyone to get off my lawn yet? Have I done
I'm about
that
to
yet?
Say it right. Welcome on old man Charles Davis to the program.
I'm in bad shape here.
No,
all right, let's move on.
Let's get to some football, man. Always enjoy chopping it up with you for moments like that, my friend. You are the absolute best. But we had some breaking news last night at the tail end of my show, the Commanders. Continuing to show that they are gunning for it in 2025. Yeah. CD, they bring in, you know, future Hall of Famer Von Miller, a guy that had 6 sacks last year for Buffalo, has really been a pass rush specialist over the past couple of years. What did you make of the move, and how do you think it impacts this Commanders team for next year?
Well, I think it signifies pretty much everything you said. This is a team that's going for it, and you can do that when you have the quarterback that they drafted last year, second year of a rookie contract. This is the time to get right. You can load
that's
up.
That's why you do it. Yeah,
this is what you're going to do, because eventually he's going to cost you a whole lot of money, and you're going to have to do it a different way. So Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, rest of that crew, right? They've looked at it and they've said, hey, we've got to get better at certain places. The veteran route is the way to go. Let's do it. Someone was talking to me about this today and saying, well, the thing about Von Miller is, you know, you bring him in, obviously he's not going to play every down, but, you know, I said, yeah, he's going to be more like a designated hitter to bring baseball back into it, right? You got to maximize his at-bats, okay? I think last year he played somewhere in the neighborhood of 30% of the snaps, okay? So I don't know what that would be for Washington. But the person was saying, yeah, and the beauty is, you know, if you can get 6 to 8 sacks out of him and he can compliment what you're doing and everything. And I was like, compliment? Right. My biggest concern with Washington is I don't know that he could be a complimentary piece in terms of putting quarterbacks on the ground. Because when I look at the roster right now, you tell me who the double-digit sack guy is.
Well, Frankie Louvu got close last year.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler departed in free agency, but I was just telling our listening audience, CD, Fowler had 10.5 sacks last year.
Yes.
But the Commanders ranked 30th in the NFL. But the Commanders ranked 30th in the NFL last year with 5 fourth quarter sacks. So they weren't the most meaningful sacks. And I think
to
your point that is what Von Miller could be for this defense.
And that's what you're looking for. And he's going to have to be. But to me, if he's going to be that guy, Linnell, it can't be 30%, right? Like I think he's going to have to play more somewhere. Is he capable? Does that really work for them?
Yeah.
I think that Dan Quinn and crew already have a plan. He and Adam Peters, they're very ahead of the game. They've got a plan in mind about what they're going to want to do, how they're going to ramp it up, what they're going to do down the stretch if they're able to keep him healthy and ready to go. Because if things go the way they're supposed to, those meaningful sacks that you're talking about, mm-hmm. they're really going to want to see them December, January, February. So that's what we're talking about, right? We think that Washington has the capability of getting there. Can he do it? My point is always that you mentioned Frankie Louvu. He's by mm-hmm. far their number one pass rusher right now,
yeah.
okay? Even when you bring the interior guys into the game. So who's it going to be? Because the guys off the edge right now on that roster, there is no one staying up at night saying, how do I block these guys? They're not saying that. I'm not saying they're not good players, because that makes it
say,
you
fair.
Know what I'm saying.
It's
but
fair.
They're not the ones that you're going to sit there and go, ooh, yeah, my plan, who's the wrecker? The wrecker is still Von Miller. How often will he have that chance to be that wrecker? What will it be? It's going to be very interesting with DQ and his defensive staff, Joe Witt and crew, what they're going to scheme up in order to maximize what you're going to need from Von Miller.
So, Charles, correct me if I'm wrong. You got to see him in Buffalo a couple of different times last year. So, this is my main concern, CD, about him being more than just a complimentary piece. Can he solve Washington's real biggest Achilles heel on this defense, and that's setting a strong edge, keeping that outside arm free, and funneling things back inside? That's never really been
a super strength of his, but that's kind of where
I'm like, hmm.
Yeah, that's not really his game. You're counting on those other guys to do those things, right? That's what Dorrance Armstrong's going to have to do, right? That's what Clee Farrell, when he gets on the field, is going to have to do, and right on down the line, okay? That's what they need to do. You've got to be able to turn Von Miller loose.
Yeah, earn the right to turn him loose.
Right,
yeah.
You know, and you're saying, okay, we got to win first, second down, and turn him loose on third, although – that's a little bit of a misnomer in today's football.
Yes.
you're rushing the quarterback first down, second down, third down, right?
Right.
So that's where we are. I like the move. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm throwing nothing but skepticism.
No, you're being real.
I love the move because if you're Adam Peters and you're Washington, you're saying to yourself, how do we try to maximize what we have with this team? Guess what? You know darn well the contract's a very friendly contract, right?
Right.
Washington's not signing Von Miller and breaking the bank and hurting your salary cap because that doesn't play well for them. I had another friend call me today and was just flipping out, like, we signed Von Miller, but boy, what's that to do with McLaurin? As my friend, this contract has nothing to do with McLaurin.
Exactly.
Okay, this will have zero impact. So if something goes awry with Terry McLaurin, you cannot come back to me and yell at me about the Von Miller deal. It has no impact whatsoever. Washington knows that.
Yeah.
They're going to work something out with Terry McLaurin. That's my feeling. They're going to figure this out. You know, those two together work. And when you look at the rest of the receivers on the roster, Debo is in a different category.
Man, I'm excited about Debo.
What you're going to need. Yeah, and I'm excited about Debo. If you get the full Debo experience, it's beautiful, but he's not going to be the type of receiver, but McLaurin is out there for you. That's why I think that Washington's going to try and they'll figure this out, in my humble opinion, and get him. But signing Von Miller will not preclude them from signing Terry McLaurin.
And I'm glad that you put that caveat out there, CD, because there are a couple of folks here locally that are flipping out saying, well, why is any money going out to anybody not named Terry McLaurin? And it's been a very challenging negotiation to this point, Charles. You've been around this league for a very long time. If you don't mind, Charles, and I'm asking you this, and if you're not comfortable answering, just say that. You know we have a good enough rapport.
For sure.
Or I'll back off of it. I was trying to explain to the general public yesterday, man, like why and how these things go. It's not Terry sitting down with Adam Peters and company because that relationship would be frayed because it's his job to tell Terry why they're not paying him and it's Terry's job, so on and so forth. You've had to go through negotiations, I'm sure, throughout your career. Tell the people, like, it can be contentious at one point because it's a business at the end of the day, but once it all gets rectified, everybody can have wine and crackers at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, that's what you want, and that's a big reason why you have an agent and a buffer between you and the people, because you pointed out really well, Linnell, at a certain point, the team or the organization you're negotiating with, they want to hold to a certain number, right? They want to hold the line on certain things, et cetera, et cetera. And you may want X amount of dollars. They want to give you Y, and they're going to have to tell you why you're not worth X.
Yeah.
And they're telling your representative that, okay? And so your representative's job is to absorb all that and not make sure it's not all transmitted to you, because I don't know about everyone else in the world. I will just tell you, I'm one of those people that if it's 100 things that you say to me, 99 are good and one is negative.
I focus on the one, man. Yep.
I know the one is going to stay with me, and the 99 I couldn't recount to you the next day.
That's right? That's real.
And I don't think I'm alone. I really don't. And so this is a big reason why you have these people. Now, look, I can hear people now say, hold a second, does Bobby Wagner do his own kind? He does. Bobby's a very interesting individual, very smart, knows what he's doing, been around the game a long time. I don't know how contentious relationships have, you know, negotiations have been to where they've been across the table. And, well, Bobby, right. you know, you missed 47 tackles last year.
Right.
You know, Bobby, you missed. I don't know that they've had those kind of, I'm not saying that they haven't. I'm not saying they right. haven't. Bobby has chosen to do that. But there's a reason that Bobby is unique, and there are very right. few Bobby Wagners negotiating for themselves in the league. Most of us, and I say us, you know, yeah. I don't count for the players, but on this side, they're going to tell you, hey, and they've got their charts out and they've got all their things, and they'll tell you all the things you missed and didn't do and what have you. And then once you strike a deal, you're hoping all that goes away.
Yeah.
And if you never heard it, it's a lot easier to keep going.
Yes.
If you did hear it, it's a lot tougher to put aside.
Joined right now by our guy Charles Davis, who you can catch during the NFL season with our pal Ian Eagle with the NFL on CBS. Does a tremendous job doing color commentary for them. CD, we'll get off the Commanders here for a second. Those are really the two hot-button items here locally. Wanted to bring you on to take the temperature as we're getting geared up for NFL training camp. I was saying to start the show, man, I can smell the freshly cut grass. I can hear the cleats crackling across the concrete. As we get geared up for training camp next week, what's probably like the one or two biggest storylines you're looking at saying, you know what, that's got my attention here in the early portion of the season?
Well, you know, it's weird. If you'd asked me this, if we had talked yesterday,
uh-huh.
I probably would have said, Linnell, second-round draft picks, what the
yeah.
heck is going on?
Yes.
Never
sure.
in my lifetime, all right? In my lifetime, it was always what teams have signed their first-round picks, and the holdouts into training camp were just standard operating procedure.
Right.
That all went away with the latest collective bargaining agreement, where we got the slotting systems, because, right. you know, the first-round picks are signed relatively fast nowadays.
Right.
You know, what number pick were you? Okay, here's your slot. We ready to go? Boom. And you just don't hear about first-round holdouts anymore. Used to be, you know, some
time.
Of them were going into the week of the opener and, you know, and yeah. things of that nature. We just don't have that anymore. And then this year, the second round became the story. The top two teams in the second round, Houston and Cleveland, both gave guaranteed contracts to their picks there at the top of the second round, and all heck broke loose.
Yeah.
But today, I feel like the Alfred Collins signing with San Francisco, mm-hmm. where his contract was not 100% guaranteed, that started the ball rolling, and I think all the second round picks will be pretty much signed within the next couple of days now, because now they've actually created a slotting system in the second round. Okay, the top two got 100%. I think Tyler Shuck with New Orleans is going to be the mm-hmm. biggest tester.
Yeah,
about the
100% quarterback's important,
rule, yeah. right? The quarterback's important. They obviously drafted him with a chance for him to be a starter as a rookie. You know, Spencer Rattler is there. Jake Haener is there. What was the kid out of Deckers, I think, who came out of Iowa State and Iowa Western. He's in camp with them. Here's the kicker, Linnell. Tyler Shuck, as a rookie, is the oldest quarterback in the quarterback room in New Orleans.
Jeez.
Okay?
At yeah.
chronological age, he's the oldest one. But they're expecting him in a lot of ways. They drafted him to have a great chance to be the starter once, obviously, they knew that they were not getting back Derek Carr.
Right.
So here we go. That's going to be the tester on whether his is 100% guaranteed or not. But the rest of them now, I think, are slotting well. Okay, if
yeah.
Collins got 87% guaranteed, now behind him, it'll be 85% guaranteed.
It's just,
and then
it's
81,
fascinating how, it's fascinating
right,
how
and
these
drop down.
Work.
But we didn't see this coming. Like, we you know, it all started with two contracts guaranteed at the top. And you know what the kicker to the whole thing is? I think Houston and Cleveland both had two picks in the second round.
Huh.
So the first guy is getting 100% guaranteed. Will the second guy? And the second guy for Cleveland is Quinshon Judkins, who has other
wow.
issues in
yes.
front of him right now. I
wow.
think that he's probably by those actions, and we have to obviously see what's real, right?
Yeah.
You know, the innocent until proven guilty, but these are very serious allegations against him.
Yeah.
That may have taken his guaranteed stuff right off the table. Yeah. You know,
may have taken his career right off the table, man. Honestly,
if this is true, well, then we should be talking about his career being taken off the table. But we have to find out about all I'm saying is, now that we started to have movement, have you noticed more and more guys have come across your ticker now?
My phone's buzzing. My phone's buzzing a little bit more here.
Yeah, and the funny part was, the number 55 overall pick, Trey Harris, the receiver for the Chargers, really was the focal point of this going into the weekend last weekend, because the Chargers were the first to report on Saturday, and he hadn't signed. I've not looked lately to see if he's made it today.
He did sign. So now he's in.
To see, but he was the number one guy, because you were like, okay, they're going to camp, and we're not signing second-round picks. Guess what? We're going to have a rash of them. And I'd be surprised if in the next 1-2 days we don't have the second round finally taken care of.
Yeah, I just came across the ticker about 10 minutes ago while we've had you on, CD. The Lions and the 57th overall pick, Tate Ratledge, coming to terms on a deal.
And that's huge.
So that's towards
huge
the bottom,
and,
too. And
see, this is huge because second round picks, you're counting on them playing for you.
Yeah.
Some of them you're counting on to be starters. Some of them you're counting on to be key backups. But you're counting on them getting up to speed and being a factor for you over the lifetime of their contract. Tate Ratledge for the Lions, this is how big it is. Frank Ragnow, their Pro Bowl center, retired this offseason. The Lions kind of knew it was coming. I don't know that we as the general public knew it was coming. It was kind of a surprise to us, right? But he's been battling injuries, and he's like, I just don't know if I can do this anymore. So he retires with distinction. Who's going to play the pivot for a Lions team that we know wants to be physical, wants to run the football, always big up front? Tate Ratledge may be the guy, as a rookie out of Georgia, moving from guard to center, to be that guy in the NFL. Getting him signed and in camp is a big, big deal.
Two quick hitters to get you out of here, CD. We appreciate you making some time for us, my brother. In the AFC East, does Justin Fields make the most of what could be his final act as a starting signal caller?
I think he does. I absolutely think he does. I like the setup that they have for him. I think he's got an ideal head coach in Aaron Glenn, who wanted him to be their quarterback and is excited about all of that. Remember, Aaron Glenn is a defensive coach, will want to do what? Run the football, control it, take care of it.
Right.
I was just looking at it this way, and I'll try and limit it a little bit. Could you imagine being a defender in the AFC East and playing AFC East games and realizing that at any moment, in three of the four games you play, you're going to play War Admiral and Josh Allen, right?
Right.
Justin Fields, right? Mm. And who's my third? Hold on, who's my third? Not Tua, but
Drake May. Guys,
these are three plus size quarterbacks who can run the football. These are not water bugs, all right? These are all 240-pound type quarterbacks. And Drake May is going to fill out and get thicker as he goes along. He looks like a snake next to them right now, but he's 6'6", so he's already pushing 230 plus, right?
Right.
And they run the football, and they run it with authority. So everything you do defensively now, everything's great, and then, here comes the big guy. And it's not necessarily out the back door. It's just coming right at you with some quarterback power. That's a tough division in the AFC, but I do think Justin Fields maximizes in this case.
I hope he does as well, man. It seems like the one thing, CD, I always give him credit for from like a character standpoint, he's been through a lot throughout the early portion of his career, and he doesn't blink. Doesn't complain, doesn't bat an eye, just continues to show up at work every day. And I think that's why we've seen him get extended this olive branch.
Go back to college. He started at Georgia, okay? Now, this is where the college game is different from the pro game. If that quarterback you have in college is helping you win games, a more talented player doesn't necessarily beat out that quarterback. That coach likes that quarterback that wins games. Justin Fields got to Georgia and was dealing with Jake Fromm. You think Justin Fields can go back to his dorm every night and go, are you kidding me? I can't get on the field.
I feel it. Yeah, I feel it.
Right? And he can. You never heard a peep out of him, right? There was none of that stuff. But from a strict talent standpoint and what you can do, that's not a fair fight. But Georgia was winning a lot of football games with Jake Fromm. They were contenders. They were up there for the SEC. Coaches aren't prone to make that change. Okay? Yeah. They just don't do it. All right? Well, Mitch Trubisky was the number two overall pick in the draft coming out of North Carolina. He couldn't beat out Marquise Williams at North Carolina because the year before, Marquise won 10 or 11 games and they played an ACC championship game. Yeah. Talent? Trubisky. Teams winning games? Guess who plays? That's how it works in college football.
It's tough. CD, I'll ask you one more quarterback-loaded question here before we get you out of here. AFC North, AFC North. Two new quarterbacks in this division, J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers. Who do you think advances their team further?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
I think it's two of the most intriguing spots in the league to me this year.
McCarthy has the better group around him that can advance the ball for him. Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, right? Aaron
Rondell
Jones.
Rondell Moore. That and Rondell Moore, too. Yeah.
Rondell Moore. That crew, I think, can do that for him. I do think that Rodgers has something left in the tank. And Pittsburgh is – you remember we talked about teams loading up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if loading up's the right word.
Well, they're going for it, though.
but I do think – Linnell, I do think that Pittsburgh has this burning
– Yeah.
We've got to beat somebody in the playoffs.
Need it.
Because the last three playoff games, none of them have been close.
Yeah.
None of them. They just got jumped on.
That's a
fact. And everyone's tired of it. You know, Pittsburgh fans are tired of us saying, well, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, which is a phenomenal record. Let's not on that. But I will just tell you, I know Coach Tomlin enough, but I'm not going to speak for him. But I'd be stunned if he went, well, you know, I've never had a losing season, and that's what he hangs his hat on.
Exactly.
He is tired of losing playoff games, too. They've got to find a way to get through that. And I think that's a big, big deal for the Steelers team this year, a major deal. And now they got T.J. Watt signed, so that helps them big time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It feels like Super Bowl or bust for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm curious to see, and this is me being messy, CD. I want to advance the next offseason because we know Rodgers is only the rental. What is the long-term plan there in the Steelers?
Will Howard's got to make the most of this season for them to feel like we've got something going. I would think that Omar Khan, their general manager, is doing a lot of work on 2026 quarterbacks as well.
Yep. CD, we appreciate you making some time for us as always, my brother. Have a good night, man.
You do the same. You take care of yourself, and I'll go try and not yell at anybody off my lawn tonight.
I'm about to say, man, enjoy the rest of your night, my brother. That is
bye-bye.
Charles Davis, one of the absolute best, talking all things National Football League. Make sure you check him out each and every Sunday, calling games with Iron Eagle for the NFL on CBS. A lot more to get to here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Coming up, top of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our pal Josh Robbins of The Athletic. When we come back, though, our position preview series continues, the tight end spot under the microscope for the Washington Commanders next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big thank you to our guy Charles Davis of the NFL on CBS as well as NFL Network for joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with Charles Davis, you are in luck. Download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the 8:15 segment to hear what Charles Davis is thinking as we're getting warmed up for NFL training camp. Next week, all 32 teams throughout the NFL will have reported. The Commanders have their vets report on Tuesday, and as I've mentioned several times throughout the program, I'll be out there boots on the ground each and every day bringing you coverage of Washington Commanders training camp. B. Mitch and Finley will be out there Monday through Friday bringing you their program and giving you the best guests from camp and practice as well. So make sure you keep it locked here on 106.7 The Fan for wall-to-wall training camp coverage for the Washington Commanders. Always love catching up with Charles Davis. One thing that CD said that caught my attention, and I don't even want to use the word humbling. I guess it's always cool to get the perspective of a national guy, someone that's not here every day, someone that's not biased toward the product. The concerns that he had, I didn't want to use the word concerns. He just, I guess the best way that I can describe how I took what he was saying, he kind of raised his eyebrow a little bit at Von Miller and the signing and what type of impact it ultimately will have. And it's kind of along the lines of what I've been saying too. I've just said it in a much nicer way. I think his impact on the field and off the field will be similar in terms of, I don't think he's going to give you 11, 12 sacks, but I do think he'll give you 6 to 8 sacks and impact this locker room, right? And give you good reps in training camp as Josh Connolly tries to keep his head above water in his first NFL training camp. Laremy Tunsil trying to keep his tools sharp in the tool bag going through camp. I think he'll help out in that fashion. Anytime you have anybody on your roster that has reached the pinnacle, that's reached the mountaintop, knowing how close this team got last year, I think they can only be a benefit and of service to you and the organization, and I feel the same way about this Von Miller signing. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What we were chewing on before we got to Charles Davis was, who do you have more confidence in as we're a couple of days out from the start of camp? Is it this Commander's pass rush or is it their secondary? Let's go out to our guy Demarius, who is in California, Maryland. What's chiming? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell, man? Longtime fan, love the show.
Hey, appreciate you, man, for sure. Definitely appreciate you logging in.
Hey, no problem. Now I got two quick things, man.
Sure.
First thing is, you know, and this is about the Commanders' defense. You know, in basketball, they talk about, you know, plus minus. Do you really feel with the additions that we made in the offseason for the defense, you know, and looking at the players we lost, do you feel like we're at a plus or we're at a minus? Me, I feel like we're kind of about even, maybe trending towards a minus. That's the first thing I want to get your answer on. And the second thing, I got a proposal. Now, with the whole Terry situation, you know, it is what it is. I hope he gets paid. But if he doesn't, what would make me happy is if we could use some of that salary cap money that we have, trade a guy like a Deron Payne and maybe a pick, and can we still make a play for Trey Henderson or even the rookie that got to Cincinnati? Because neither one of them happy with the team. Like, if you don't pay Terry, at least do that for me. What's your thoughts?
I'm gonna get to the first thing you asked first here, Demaryius, and I actually think you're on to something with this. I said it during the offseason, like, if you look out and swap out what these guys have been, the two big pieces you lost were Jonathan Allen and Jeremy Chinn. Over the past three seasons, Will Harris and Javon Kinlaw, who they replaced them with, have been worse than those two guys. So if you want to make the argument that, yeah, this defense got worse, you get no qualms from me. I'm not going to bat an eye at you. I won't call you a hater. See, the thing about a lot of fans and people in this market, when you bring up something like that, they'll roll their eyes and say, oh, you're just being negative or you're trying to get clicks or get attention. The reality is Jeremy Chinn played 92% of your snaps last year defensively, and you let him walk out of the door. There is this assumption that Will Harris comes in and puts a Band-Aid on the position for next year. You got to prove it to me. I'm not 100% certain in it. And then when John Allen was healthy last year, the way he played down the stretch I thought was tremendous. But we'll see if Javon Kinlaw can reach his potential as to what he was supposed to be when he first entered the NFL. As far as Terry McLaurin and trading Terry McLaurin.
Not trading Terry.
Well, excuse me. As far as trading Deron Payne, rather. The cap hit that they're going to. And the cap hit that they would have to take for trading Payne, I don't think. They're willing to eat that, or else they would have did it this offseason. Payne is essentially in a contract year, man. No more guaranteed money on the deal. If he performs next year, I think he'll get a new money and get an extension. If he doesn't, then I think we're talking about a cap casualty. But it is a big year for him. I do agree with what you're saying, though. Just because they signed Von Miller, I would not take them out of the Trey Hendrickson sweepstakes just yet, because I do want to see how that situation plays out in Cincy. Appreciate you as always, Demaryius. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. I think that's a fascinating thing that he brought up, because I feel like a lot of folks last night, one of the first things I saw, I think it was from our guy Ben Standing, was like, well, now that Von Miller signed, can we stop talking about Trey Hendrickson coming here to D.C.? It would still be on the table for me. It'd be something I'd take a long, hard look at still. But the bottom line is this. I think Von Miller helps you out as a situational rusher. I'm curious to see if they can earn the right. And I said this with Charles Davis. Can they earn the right to get in those obvious pass rushing situations so that you can get the maximum impact, the maximum benefit from having a guy like Von Miller? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Vic is in Akakik. Wants to chime in. Vic, we got to be quick as we're up against the brick. What do you got?
I got you. I have more faith in our secondary. You know, per the numbers and just per the stats, our secondary squeeze more windows in the back half of the defense and the deep halves and the deep thirds of the defense and pivotal games when we were able to force field goals and put ourselves in position not to get scored on. That's what allowed us to bend but don't break. At this point, I agree with that in our pass rush. Not as much as the secondary, should I say.
So let me ask you this, Vic, and be quick with your rebuttal here. The one thing I'm worried about with the secondary is how Mikey Samer still translates to the inside playing slot corner. Didn't play well when he was in the slot last year. Was still acclimating as a rookie. That is my concern, honestly.
We have to wait and see.
I think he'll be good as a force player in the run, but playing pass coverage out of the slot was a problem.
You could use him in the box. You could use him definitely as a force player. And if you use him more as a nickel zone corner, then he would be great in the slot.
Because he's got great eyes.
But not just on an island in the slot.
Exactly, because I don't think he's some man-to-man demon. But I think he's got good eyes and understands leverage and technique. So that's interesting. Oh, Vic, I appreciate you as always. Come on, man.
Talk that football, Lundell.
I appreciate you as always, Vic. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, our guy Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us. We're getting to the Wizards and why the Young Pups did not participate in their summer league contest yesterday. All that more coming your way next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.